For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. As part of our continuing coverage for our Canadian affiliates, we're going to do regular interviews with Mr. Philippe Lucas.
My name is Philippe Lucas. I'm founder and director of the Vancouver Island Compassion Society, director of Canadians for Safe Access, and director of communications for DrugSense. I'm also a legal medical marijuana user up here in Canada.
In that we have a couple of stations that listen to the Drug Truth Network now up in Canada. I was wondering if you might give them a report. What's going on up there these days?
We're starting the new year off with a certain degree of anticipation. We hope that 2005 is going to be good and productive. Things to look to in the next year or in the upcoming year are a continuing series of legal challenges against the Health Canada medical marijuana program. There's certainly a lot of contentions up here that the program continues to fail to meet even the most basic requirements of Canada's medical marijuana using community. For example, over the last 5 years that this program has existed, they've only signed up about 750 people, despite recognizing that there's over a million Canadians right now who claim to be using marijuana for medical purposes. Over the next year, we're going to see the emergence of a couple of pharmaceutical-based cannabis products probably here in Canada. We just found out that over the next 3 months, GW Pharmaceuticals' Sativax is probably going to be available on pharmacy shelves. A new Canadian pharmaceutical called Canisat has purchased a share of Prey Plant System, our current federal producer of medical marijuana, and so we anticipate that they're going to get more active in the medical marijuana game over the next few months and make their intentions a bit more clear. At the Vancouver Island Compassion Society, where I work, we've got a couple of projects on the go. We've got a constitutional challenge against the federal cannabis program, which we're launching this year. That's as a result of a raid that took place at our production facility last May. We just got the results of a nausea and pregnancy study that we did with the University of British Columbia and the University of Victoria, and I'm co-investigator on that project. And when myself and the two other investigators finalize the article, we hope to get it published. And it'd be the first time, I believe, that a peer-approved and peer-reviewed study in association with the university would be successfully completed with the Compassion Society in North America. And so we're really pleased about that.
As you hear, Philippe is a very busy fellow, and we'll try to bring you reports weekly or biweekly, along with analysis from our other reporters in Canada. We'll have more from Philippe on Saturday's 420 report. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.